Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Standing for Purity on Valentine's Day. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this is the 16th annual Day of Purity campaign. We started this 16 years ago as a means to encourage young people all across America and even around the world to stand and commit for purity, to be sexually pure, to save yourself for your spouse until the time of marriage. This is an amazing opportunity for young people to not only be encouraged, but to start afresh and to commit themselves and encourage others to remain pure until they enter into marriage. Matt, this is an amazing program that has literally, since we started this 16 years ago, been around the country at various schools, can be in homeschools, could be in your private home, could be in your Sunday school, public schools, and colleges, and even in international countries, we've seen this celebrated as the Day of Purity.
Yeah, it is such a neat thing, and we need to emphasize here as well that it's not a parent-led or adult-led program and a day. It's to celebrate purity. For instance, my 15-year-old daughter, she knows about the Day of Purity. She came to me. She just turned 15 a couple months ago and asked me, Dad, can we get a purity ring? Can you and I get? So I took her shopping and she picked it out and we got her this beautiful purity ring. And I said, well, tell me what this means to you. She says it means it's my pledge and my promise to God and to my future husband to remain pure and to wait for marriage. And so she got it. We had a great conversation about it. And the Day of Purity, just it celebrates God's design for human sexuality, and anybody who engages in that will be blessed and waits will be blessed. And the Day of Purity isn't about, the past. It's about the future. It's about now and the future.
Right, exactly.
Right. There's always, opportunity for fresh starts. And, young people are being so pressured with the media, with Hollywood, and even in the schools now, we see that they're being pushed in that direction with pornography and encouraging them to become sexually active at a young age and making it look like that's the right thing to do. But, you look at the spiritual, the physical, the emotional, the social benefits of waiting until marriage, and it just not only makes sense, but it's also healthier for them. I mean, you talk about not getting sexual diseases. You talk about not getting unplanned pregnancies and even the tragedy of abortion that's happening with these young people becoming sexually active now.
We have a lot of material that you can find on our website, lc.org, and you can click on the scrolling image on the top of lc.org to get more information. We have Live Pure white wristbands. We have other information, handouts that you can print out about the benefits of purity. It's based on 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. And when you look at the benefits of, maintaining your purity until marriage, when you enter into that relationship with your husband or your wife, there's a lot of amazing statistics out there. On average, for example, young people in the United States, according to the statistics, have sexual intercourse for the first time about age 17, but do not marry until their mid-20s. During the interim period of nearly a decade or longer, they are at heightened risk for sexually transmitted diseases or infections, unplanned pregnancies, and every year there are 20 million new STIs or sexually transmitted infections in the United States. Young people between the ages of 15 to 24 account for half, 50% of those who are infected.
That's tragic, yeah.
Some of these, like the HPV, human papilloma virus, can make you sterile, so you'll never have children.
It can cause cancer.
Causes cancer. It's the most common cause of cervical cancer.
Yeah.
Even the Guttmacher Institute, which is an affiliate arm of Planned Parenthood, they have indicated that 448,000 women between ages 15 and 29 become or became pregnant In 2013, 72% of adolescent pregnancies occurred among 18 to 19-year-olds. And, you know, we have more and more statistics all available at lc.org. So I encourage you to check this out. Matt, as you mentioned, God's design. God has a design in mind, just like a builder of a machine. There's a design in mind. There's a way to use the machine and a way not to. And that's why we have owner's manuals. You know, the Bible and our relationship with God, that's the owner's manual. God designed us uniquely in His image, and He wants the best for us. And when sexuality that He created, that has a unitive, a procreative, and a spiritual component between a husband and wife, is ultimately taken outside of marriage, whether it's in premarital sex, extramarital sex, or same-sex activity, instead of what God designed, it ultimately brings other consequences. And so this is encouraging young people, not just students, but young people, young adults, for example, to save themselves, to live pure. It's not something you're going to regret.
And, you know, Planned Parenthood and GLSEN and all of these groups that are pushing promiscuity, literally pushing promiscuity, homosexual experimentation, multiple sexual partners, polyamory, which is sex among a group of people. The left is pushing these anti-biblical ideas, and it's deception. It is guaranteed if a young man and a young woman wait until marriage in order to, as God designed it, in order to have that union as one flesh, they are guaranteed they will not get a sexually transmitted disease. They will not have a pre-wedlock pregnancy. It's 100% effective when young people engage in purity.
So, you know, the Day of Purity is an opportunity for students and young people to take a public stand, and we're encouraging them to wear white on Valentine's Day to communicate to others and encourage other students as well to say, you know, I have chosen to abstain from sexual intimacy until marriage. And so by wearing white, you're saying, I take a stand for purity.
And, you know, that encourages others. I know there was a situation that we had in the past where some of our students, this was on a high school, were encouraging people on the Day of Purity, which is Valentine's Day, this coming Thursday, by the way. So I encourage you to make some plans to have a Day of Purity in your area in any way that you can. But they were passing out different information in the Live Pure Purity bands. And one girl said, I'm sorry, you know, I can't take that. And she felt guilty. Mm. And so the girl entered into a communication and found out that this other colleague of her, her peer, had been engaged in sexual relations while in high school. And she ended up encouraging her and said, you know, today can be the first day. Mm. Jesus will forgive you and
Absolutely.
Start fresh today. As you were saying earlier, that this is an opportunity to commit, but also this is the first day. So
yeah.
Right.
Commit and, you know, go to the Lord for forgiveness and relationship. And Jesus will cleanse you.
He washes us white as snow.
Exactly.
He says.
Yeah. And then commit yourself for that
right.
purity.
It's not about the past. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly what you said. It's not about the past. It's not about condemnation. It's about the future. It's about God's design for what He has for you and me as the best opportunity. And you see, you know, a number of people today where they live together kind of as an experiment before they get married, thinking that they'll do like a test drive, you know, and see if everything works out okay. The statistics actually show that there's a higher divorce rate. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't help longevity and a long-term marriage relationship. It actually hurts it. And that's when you actually are living together before marriage and then eventually get married. That ultimately results in a higher divorce rate. There is a reason why God designed us the way He did. And I encourage you to stand up and encourage others to stand up in your church, in your communities, in your homes, in your schools. Go to lc.org, click on the Day of Purity icon and learn more. Get involved and make a commitment and pray for our young people all over this country and indeed around the world. lc.org, that's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.